The local village priest wanted to smash the radio.
So what happened? Did this village priest smash it? Let's find out. Hi there, I'm Andy Napier, and this is Footsteps from TWR. Don Schenk of The Tide is our guest. Not only does The Tide produce Christian radio programs in multiple languages in countries like India, but they distribute radios and train listeners to organize listening groups which lead to new churches. So Don, tell us this story.
Just recently we had a report from one of the people who has received a radio as a church planter, and he wrote in and he said that the local village priest wanted to smash the radio. He knew what they were doing, and he was making threats against them, but he would kind of stand on the sidelines and listen. And he has now given up his functions. He's no longer going to the temple. He has accepted Christ, and he is a believer and is part of the group.
Wow. Have you had a chance to travel much in the field and see any of this firsthand?
I have. I visited a village in India, way back in the remote area, and they had a huge celebration for us there. They welcomed us like heroes. It was very humbling, but gives a sense of the gratitude they have for having received the gospel. And in that particular village area, they had three congregations come together for that meeting, and all three of them had been planted by one church worker who went from different locations in that village area with his radio and started listening groups, and now has three established congregations.
Isn't it amazing how God can use one man and a radio to form three churches? To learn more about The Tide, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.